ELL Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting. All day.
Program of a man that's doing great works, and many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerable amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now. Call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now, here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
God bless you, Radio Land. God bless to all my father's children, for as far as my voice can be heard this afternoon, call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them to turn their radios on right now. Get your pencils and paper ready, friends. Write down the mailing address. Write down the telephone number. I'll be here at the prayer line throughout the day. 404-212-2444. 844. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Yes, friends, you that have trouble in that home, you that have that arthritis, that doubt, that rheumatism, that problem with your nature being on vacation, you that have a situation with growing hair on your head. Good God. Yes, friends, some right now are troubled about what's going on in their world, and they're asking God, please, let's turn this around. For thy will be done, my friends, if you have just that faith. Again, friends, telephone number 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory. That's Gregory. Again, Post Office Box, friends, 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did. You know, back in the days, as I've told many before, this might be your first time listening in, there used to be someone in the on the farms back in the day that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back, wash it off, boil it, steep it, and strain it into the jug so they can drink it throughout the evening so they can get back into those fields the next day without that pain and swelling in their body. Oh, yes, friends. Some right now have court cases that are pending. Some right now have those that are putting witchcraft and voodoo and all types of evil around them. Some right now, at the sound of my voice, have no peace on that in that home or no success on that job. Oh, my God. Yes, friends, if I cannot help you through the power of God, I should not harm you. Again, friends, phone number, write it down, 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages.
Now, what's going on over there? How are you feeling nowadays?
I feel better.
Oh, when you say better, how do you mean? Because I know one time you told me that your hands felt like they were warm and you feel warm all over. And
my hands swell.
Huh?
Well, my hands and feet don't swell anymore like they were.
Oh, you start swelling. I forgot about that. So now you don't have any more swelling either, huh?
Uh-huh. And the body aches, my head is gone.
The body aches?
The body aches.
Uh-huh.
Where is it?
They're gone.
Uh-huh.
All right. You told me that now you have more warm feeling all through your body, and you feel like
I don't feel it through my body. I touched by more, and my blood is up higher than it was because I had my blood pressure taken.
Mm-hmm.
The lady said that it's better than it's been.
She said what now?
She said it's okay.
It's okay now.
Uh-huh.
But before you had low blood pressure. Beg your pardon?
Blood pressure is low.
Uh-huh, all the time.
But Sylvia's is raging. Oh, the billows are tossing.
I'm not going to call out your name, and nobody's going to know. Is that right?
That's right.
You don't want nobody to know.
Nobody to know.
But then you would tell everyone that I'm talking to right now that you were successful. Tell me what happened.
Well, when I came, I was having a nasal problem and a colon problem. I was having trouble with my bowels moving and all. And you told me what to do, and I went to the store and got the stuff that you told me to get. And before I got home, the bowels was working right.
Before you got home?
Before I got home.
Now, that's beautiful. Now, on that nature problem, how's that come along?
Well, that's come along fine. I've been... wife has been talking about running away from her, leaving me.
Uh-huh.
And I waited a couple of days after I used that you told me to use.
Uh-huh.
And then I come back and Everything is working fine. Everything is just working fine.
Beautiful. Are you telling me the truth?
That's right.
All right. Now, I don't want no false testimonies out there.
This ain't no false.
Oh, my God. Yes, friends. Write that telephone number down. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll see Reverend Gregory. In the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayers. Prosperity packages. You might want to dress around your home. You might want to dress around that business that you own. You might have situations with witchcraft, voodoo, and hoodoo that they do for all kind of jealous reasons. You know, those that don't have much will do something jealous or can't stand for you to have it and try all types of things. Again, friends, write that telephone number down. Write it down, friends. That's 404-212-2444. But right now, I'm going to ask that you join us for just 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're driving on that job, don't close your eyes, but let's fill the skies for as far as my voice can be heard. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. In the name of Jesus, with the blood of Christ in your heart, my friends. Join us, my friends. Again, friends, that telephone number, my friends, is 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friends, just dial me right back, and I'll be here at the prayer line throughout the entire day, my friends. Again, that's 404-212-2444. My friends, our time is drawing down. We ask that you pray with us as we pray with you. We ask that you pray over everything, my friends, that you do. No matter what it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it, for there is a way being made out of no way for all of God's children that are in need. Oh, my God. Again, friends, write that telephone number down, friends. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back.
My friends, all right, my friends, it's not too late. You still have time right now. Pick up your phone. Why lie there and suffer? You don't have to be have a condition. You don't have to be in a pain that you're in. You don't have to suffer being broke. Right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Right now, my friend, brothers and sisters, woman, right now, call Reverend Gregory. right now. Call it right now. It's not too late. Right now, my friend, as you're hearing this testimony, here's a testimony by a woman. Here's another testimony by a gentleman, young gentleman, that have been helped through and by Reverend Gregory. And my friend, you can be like Paul was, as when he came out and he said, there's a thorn in my side. He said, but now, God, I need a personal answer. Those of you that need a personal answer today, why not, my friend? Call the man of God. Young man of God right now. Call him right now. Reverend Gregory. Right now. Reverend Gregory. Now, here's the number. Call right now. Reverend Gregory.
Yes, my friends, before we leave again, once again, that telephone number, friends, is 404-212-2444. And I'll be here with you, and especially you. Don't put off for tomorrow, my friends, for what you can do today. May God bless your friends. May God keep you until we meet again. You pray with us, and we'll be praying with you. Again, that's 404-212-2444. That's 404-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. Remember, my friends, we ask you to pray over everything that you do, no matter what it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it.
Thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Good morning, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And also, God is so great. Yes, he is. And he's so greatly to be praised. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, O God. We acknowledge you on this morning as a God of your word. God, in the name of Jesus, we acknowledge you as our healer, as our comforter, as so many more things. God, as we continue to decrease, God, we pray that you would increase within us, oh God. Lord, we invite your presence on this line on this morning. Father God, remove every demonic spirit that is trying to hinder us from getting a closer relationship with you, oh God. Lord, we say yes to your will. And yes, to your way. God, I pray for the people that are listening on this morning, oh God. I pray that, oh God, you will answer their prayers they have before you in the matchless name of Jesus. I come against every demonic altar that has been brought against us, oh God. God, I pray that every word that has been spoken against our destiny become null and void, God. God, we thank you for the turnaround, God. The turnaround in the spirit as well as the natural, God. Lord, we see your hand moving in every situation, God, and we just want to say thank you. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to the book of Acts, the 9th chapter and the 15th verse. That's Acts 9 and 15. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it says, but the Lord said to Ananias, go. This man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and to the people of Israel. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic today is a chosen vessel. A chosen vessel. To be a chosen vessel of God means to be an individual selected by God for a specific purpose, to be a container for his work, and to be used for his glory. This concept emphasizes that value comes from God's purpose. Yes, it does. And it is not inherited perfection. And it also involves a process of calling, preparation, and commitment to obedience. So we have some examples like the Apostle Paul. He shows that God uses people despite of their past, despite of their imperfections. And these individuals are also entrusted with the spiritual treasures to carry out God's will. So let us look at the key aspects of being a chosen vessel. Because remember, many are called, but few are chosen. A chosen vessel is a divine selection. It begins, just like we said, it begins with God selecting and he is setting a person apart for his use and his use only. This selection is a declaration of value, a specialness in the eyes of the Lord. And we can all see this example in Paul, how God translated Saul into Paul. And it also deals with empowerment. A chosen vessel is one whom God's power and presence reside. The vessel itself is secondary to the treasure it contains. Good God Almighty. Its value comes from what is inside, not the physical body, not what is outside, because the outside can fool you, but it is what's inside, that will make a change. And also, being a chosen vessel requires preparation and consecration. God prepares a chosen vessel through a process that includes a calling, a period of devotion, fasting, praying, training through experiences. Yes, your trial. You should learn experiences through your trial. Oh, my God. And this often involves separation from the worldly normal and a deep commitment to God's will. A chosen vessel also requires obedience and purpose. The chosen vessel is called to be obedient to only God's commands, which are not just something that is put out there, but they are instructions on all areas of your life, from the relationships to the finances. This obedience allows them to be used for specific tasks. Suffering and comfort and confidence is another task of the chosen vessel. You see, this path of a chosen vessel can include suffering. People of God, you are not going to be liked because you have made a decision, for God I live and for God I die. Chosen vessels are often misunderstood, mistreated, ostracized, talked about, lied on. They cannot partake in cliques per se. Chosen vessels are oftentimes loners. Come on here, somebody. Suffering and consequences. Suffering and confidence as well. The chosen vessel, just like the word of God say, includes suffering, but it is accompanied by God's comfort, God's provision, and God's authority to carry out his plan. So we see some examples in the scripture where Paul initially, a persecutor of the church, he was chosen to bear God's name before Gentiles, kings, and Israel, demonstrating God's power to use even the most unlikely individuals. You see, Ananias, the Lord referred him as a chosen vessel in Acts 9 and 15 to bear his name. Okay, so the backdrop of it, God sent Ananias to minister to Saul. Ananias had a reputation. He persecuted the church. Nobody did not even want to be bothered with him. He had a bad name. But after the empowerment on the road of Damascus, God changed him. He had an encounter, and God changed his whole entire being, and he even changed his name from Saul to Paul, and he went on to witness about the goodness of God. So the moral of the story is God can even use you in your imperfection. No matter what type of past you have, God is not looking at your past. God is seeing what you are to become. Ooh, mama de dio boche. Ooh, my God. God is not even worried about what you did. He just needs a chosen vessel. He just needs somebody to say, God, yes to your will and yes to your way. I may not understand what I'm going through. I may have to suffer sometime. I may have to cry sometime. I may have to do without the things I like, God. Whatever your will is, how you do, I'm willing to do it, oh God, because I find it an honor that you chose me. Little old me, I find it worthy. And also another example that we can use, Moses. Despite of his speech impediment, he was called to lead the people out of Egypt. Moses felt like he wasn't ready. Moses felt like, no, God, I cannot even talk right. Why do you want to use me? But it's the very humble heart, the very humble person that God uses. My God. So what is the meaning of Acts 9 and 15? It means that Jesus chose Saul to be a chosen instrument or vessel to spread gospel to the Gentiles, to the kings and the people marking a radical shift from his former role as a persecutor of the Christians. People of God, this was a powerful and divinely appointed calling that required Saul to leave his old life behind and become an ambassador for Christ, despite the promises of the significant suffering that would come with it. People of God, you have to make up in your mind, I'm leaving that old stuff behind. What they did to me, what they said to me, how they came up against me, that was part of God's plan. Ooh, Mother Diosha, that was part of God making me to be whom he has called me to be. My God. Paul was a chosen instrument. It was a radical transformation, and it also sent a universal message. And it was a costly causing. It was a costly calling. Because immediately followed by the promise of God that Saul would have to suffer much for his name, this was a sobering addition to his glorious calling, emphasizing that his new life would involve significant hardship. People of God, if you're going to reign with him, you got to suffer. You got to suffer with him in order to reign with him. So, Saul was the greatest enemy of the early church, as we know. He wouldn't think God would have anything to do with someone